Vayter and Chasser and Nafsamach, picking up on Nun Tes Amud Beis, by the bottom of the page, three lines up for the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. Im Nasa Nosoi, that is, if the Kohen goes and he raped or seduced a woman, and then he goes ahead and he marries her, even though he's not allowed to. Amar Rav Huna Rav, then it's going to be married. It does work. So Amar Rav Huna Rav, Umotzi Beget, but he has to send her out with a get. So we could, like, marry her, it works, but you got to send her out right away, because you can't continue this relationship. Ay, Velahadu Katani, Im Nasa Nosoi, it says that if he got married, then it works. So, like, what do you mean you have to send her out with a get? What does that mean? Amar Rav Achbar Yaakov Lomar. What it means to say is, beep, turn the page. Rav Samach, Shein Mishalim Kenas B'Mefuta. Pasuk says that if it's onus of mefuta that you have to pay 50 shekel, but it's seemingly here what he's saying is that either pay 50 or marry. So it's saying that if he marries, then he doesn't have to now pay that 50 shekel, but he does have to go and now divorce her. Also, Rav Gvia Mibei Kasil, he comes along and he fricked the kasha on this Amra L'Shmaisa Kamida Ravashi. He said this whole idea in front of Ravashi. Amra, he says, Vaha Rav, Rabbi Yochanan and Tavaya, both of them say, Bogeris, Umukas Eitz, Lo Yisa. These type of cases, you're not allowed to go and marry her. So v'im nasa nasoi, but if he marries her, it works. Ama, what do we see? Sofa lios bulgaris tachtov. Once he marries her, eventually she's gonna become a bulgaris while being with her. So if he goes and he marries her when he's a bulgaris, it's gonna work. They can stay married. And sofa lios bukas eitz tachtov. When a kohen gadol goes and he marries this woman who's a basula, but she's gonna become a mukas eitz, right? Because he's gonna have a relationship with her. And therefore, we say, even if he marries her by Mugaseitz, also they can stay married. Hachanami, this case also, the Kohen Gadol goes that he marries her when he shouldn't have done it because he was onus of mefuta her. Sofalios Be'ula Tachtav. Eventually, he's going to end up being a Be'ula in his domain anyway. So why aren't they able to stay married? That's Gemara. Good point. Kasha. Good question. Good question. But Viter. Anus is Chaver, Mufut is Chaver, Lo Yisa. A person is not allowed to marry a woman who is violated by somebody else, a mefuta by somebody else. V'im nos, but if he does it, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Havlad Chalal, the kid is a Chalal. The Chachamim Omer, they say Havlad Kosher, the Vlad is Kosher. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Halachik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Halachik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, who says that the Vlad is a Chalal. Period. Some say it differently. What's a pshat of Elizabeth Yaakov that he says it's a halal? Because he holds like Rabbi Lazar. That what? It says that someone who goes ahead and has a relationship when they're not doing it for the sake of marriage, like we saw yesterday, then what happens? Rashi says, Da'amar panu ha'ba panuya shelo l'shem isha sasso zona v'kayma olea b'lav v'machay v'lav into kuhuna havi v'lad chalal. So that's why he says this. Frankly, Gemara, mi savar la kavasei, does he really hold like him? V'kayma lan mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavanuki. We know, as we said before, that the Mishnah, when it comes to Rabbi Yaakov, his teachings are kavanuki. They're clear, they're good, they're beautiful, they're fine, like we saw earlier, Memphis of a base, and everything he says we go with, right? That he doesn't usually speak when he does, we go with him. But when it comes to this particular idea that Rabbi Elazar says that a woman who has this relationship is going to be a zona, says, Ain alachik Rabbi Elazar. Look, it's not like him. So we said Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going like Rabbi Elazar, and whenever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov speaks up, we usually go with him. We're saying Rabbi Elazar is not like Rabbi Elazar, even though he's saying like he holds like him. How do we deal with that? This is Gemara Kasha. Good point, good point. It's a good question, but Vayter. Ravashi Yomer. Another way of understanding this machlokas, now we're not going to be dealt with this issue we just said, what they're arguing over is, does a halal come out of in assay? A lo sasay, fine, but what about an assay? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savri says, yesh halal mechayve assay. There is a halal from chayve assay. Rashi says that beyesh chalal mechavei say Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov lo k'Rabbi Elazar's filah. I didn't know the K'Rabbi Elazar. V'lav zonish, not a zona. V'lo kaima olea b'lav. It's not a lav. Elaba say. They said besula yikach. Take a besula. V'lo ba'ula. V'lav abo mechalal say is an assay. So how do we pass in such a case? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would say that's a chalal from mechavei say, but he's not only K'Rabbi Elazar here. Rabbanu Savadeh ain chalal mechavei say. There's no chalal when it comes to a chavei assay. My time in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's pshat? Why does he say that what's going to happen is that if it's an assay, the kid's going to be a halal. There's a halal. Dechsev, almana ugrusha, v'chalala, zona, es eila lo yikach, kiyem besula. Right? In almana, a grusha, a widow, a divorcee, a halala, or a zona, es eila lo yikach, kiyem besula, only take a besula. That's all you can go take. Uksiv. And then we have the pasuk which says afterwards, V'lo yichalel zaro b'amav, and don't be mechalel the zaro. Akulu, and he says this pasuk of v'lo yichalel is going on every part of the pasuk beforehand. Almana, grusha, chalala, zona, right? All of these cases. One of these things included is a ba'ula, a non-virgin, he can't be taking that also, and this is going on all of them making it a halal. V'rabbanu, what do they say? Why don't they say that it's this is true? Because it's Eila hifsika inyan. The word Eila breaks up the continuity from one pasuk to the next. It's making a separation between everything said and ki'im basula, which is the asay, and therefore it's not a halal. V'rabbi Lezman Yaakov, Eila lamute nida. He says that the word Eile is for something else. It's coming to be Mamayit Anida. As Rashi explains, if a Kohen has a relationship with his wife when she's Anida, this doesn't make the kid a Chalal. Shembal Kohen Alisha Nida Eina Vlad Chalal. So that's what it's coming to do, but the word Eile is not making a split over here. Kaman Azla Hadatanya. Now, who does it go like the following statement? Me Eile Ata Osa Chalal. Viata Osa Chalal, Minida. Kaman, this is what he mean. Kabir Lezim and Yaakov. In fact, the Gemara, but then according to Rabbi Yaakov, Nichtavei Le'ilah L'Besof, that should be at the very end of the pasuk. Why is it put right in the middle? The Gemara, Kasha, good point. We're going to go right there. Tana Rabbanan, Achoso Arusa. Now we're going to talk about Tumah. A Kohen is not allowed to become Tumah to somebody, a loved one of his that he loses. Father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter. Spouse, though, is different. He is allowed to the Zayin Krovim. He can't go ahead and just become Tumah and go to the cemetery if somebody dies or touch the body. Obviously, Mason Mitz is different, but he's not allowed to. But there are exceptions to that, and that is the seven close relatives. Says Rashi, what about, well, not says Gemara, Achoso Aruso. What about his sister who is engaged? Says Rashi, Achosa Rusa Shel Kohen Hedyot. Aval Nesua, if she's full on married, Pshitalon De'in Matami. D'chsev Ula Achosa Abasula. She's not allowed to be Matami himself to his sister if she's already full on married. What happens if she's engaged? Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Huda Omer, they say Matami. He become Tami to her. He's allowed to. Rose Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein Matami. She's not allowed to become Tami to her. Anusa Umefuta. Now, what about a case of if a woman was violated? Tivir Akol Ein Matami. Everyone says you're not allowed to be Matami to her. Rashi says, Anusa Umefuta. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. Case number three, Mukas Eitz. So we have first case is Arusa, second case is Anusa Mafuta, third case is Mukas Eitz. Ein Metamela. That's Rashi says. That Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Ein Metamela Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, this is a Gemara, Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol, a woman is ready to Kohen Gadol, Metamela. So then the brother is allowed to go ahead and become a Tamater. Shein Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol, she's not ready to Kohen Gadol, and Metamela, you can't become a Tamater. And Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own logic, because he's the one who says that Muka Ace is not allowed to go ahead and marry a Kohen Gadol. And last but not least, Ubogeres, Metamela, Divrei Akol, Divrei Kol Adam. Oh, let's try that again. Ubogeres, Metamela, Dirikol Adam. And a reference to a Bogeres, if she's a Bogeres and she dies, everyone says that you're allowed to go and become Tame to her. Says Rashi, Rafilu Rabbi Meir, the possible Bogeres of Kohen Gadol, even though Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that a Bogeres is not allowed to marry, Kohen Gadol can't marry a Bogeres, Hachalin Yintuma, Yisrabi Kila Kaman is included, like we're going to see in a moment. My time with Rabbi Meir, Vir Rabbi Huda. What is Shad, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Huda that they say a Kohen is allowed to become Tame to his sister who was an Arusa? The Dashi Achi, they dashed the following, Vila Achoso Habesula, Pratla Nusa Bafuta, which means their sister that is a Besula, you're allowed to go ahead, and they are allowed to become tame too. This is excluding if she was an onus or mafuta. Yochel sheni motzi apu, because they would have thought also I should go ahead and exclude if she has a mukas eitz, right? Because she doesn't have, she's not a basula full on. Tamad lomer asher lo haisa leish, who was not with a man, which means what? Misha havyasa ayide ish. Only if it was a sister that she became a ba'ula because of a person, then she's no longer considered a basu, it's called a ba'ula in that status. Yatzazu, she'ein av yasa yide ish, it said that because of an ish. So therefore, she's still considered a basula in this state, and the brothers allowed to become tamiter. Hakurova, what's the next word in the passage? Hakurova, l'rabosa arusa, that's coming to include a girl who was in Arusa, that's still considered like it's close to her, a love, L'Rabbasa Bogeres, and when it says a love, it's coming to include also a Bogeres, a let him come to me to her. Affect the Gemara. Halamali Kra, why do I have to tell me by a Bogeres that I have to go ahead and I'm allowed to become Tami to her? V'am Rabbi Meir, Besula Afilu Mixas Besula Mashma. We know that Rabbi Meir darshans earlier in Daf Nun Tes, he said, Bisuleha is coming to tell you to aser a bogeris to a Kohen Gadol. That means that the word Bisula itself would have included a bogeris. So this case is a Bisula. So why would I think now like that? So it's more itzra. I would have thought, Nilif Bisula, Bisula Miasam. I would make Xeris Shabbat Bisula, Bisula from there. And therefore, it should be aser also for him to be Mitamitar, Mala, Hala, Naira. Just like over there, Naira. And not a Bulgaris. Afkan Nami Naira and not a Bulgaris. Komas Malan comes to tell you not like that, that coins a lot of come tummy, even if she was a Bulgaris when she ended up dying. And the other opinions over there, Yosef Shim Mai Tamayo, why is that they say a coin cannot become tummy to an Arusa? Tasha Achi, they say the following. Vila Achosu Abasula, it's coming to exclude what? Pratla Nusa Mufuta Mukas Eitz. Asher Lohaisa Pratla Rusa. Excluding Arusa, you're not allowed to be with her, and then I'm tummy. And Akrova Larabba Sushish and Sgarisha. But Akrova is coming to include if she got divorced afterwards. A law of the Rabbis of Bulgaris, if she's a Bulgaris. So there's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to go to an Arusa or not. Now, Hakarova Larabba Sarusa and Sgarisha. We just said that what it means Akrova, we're coming to include if the sister ends up getting divorced. So you're allowed to become tummy to her. Beep, turn the page. Samacham and base. Aye, Homer of Shimon, Ruya Lakoin Gadol, Metame La, Shane Ruya Lakoin Gadol, A Metame La. And this woman obviously can't be royal to a coin Gadol because she's a divorcee. If she's a divorcee, it should be also become Tamiter. There's really no shiny hasam. The case is different when it's an Arusa got divorced. The Rabbi Achmana Krova, because the Torah comes and includes it by saying the word Krova. All right, you want to play that game? No problem. So, Ihachi, then Mukas Eitz Nami Rabbi. She was never with another person. She never got, never had relations with anybody. So she's also should be considered close. So what's pshat? Shimon says a coin can't become tamei to a mukaseitz. It's going to krova achas veloshtaim. You can't darshan two things out of the same thing. Ay, Umar Royce, why did you go ahead to see to include an arusa got divorced and not include a the mukaseitz? Ha is avid b'maisa, and ha lo is avid b'maisa, because the one who got by the wood, that is some sort of action over there, which made a change. But ha lo is avid b'maisa, but over here, when the Russo got divorced, there was actually no change that happened over here. So we got engaged and got divorced, but there was never any sort of physical change that happened. Now, if you notice, we saw Rav Yosef and Shimon were partners in crime when it came to the idea of an Arusa, but when it came to the idea of a Mukas Eitz, they weren't together, just as Rav Shimon. So what do we do with Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, Midashavke Labar Zuge Mechlal de Bamukas Eitz Karebi Meir Sfir Elohu. Minole, how do you know that? First, what does it mean? He says, from the fact that we see he left his partner. In other words, that he wasn't, he didn't go along with him in this endeavor as well. In reference to Mukas Eitz, he left him high and dry. Again, they said when it comes to an Arusa that you're not allowed to become tummy. But he didn't go along with the Mukas Eitz. Mechlal must be the Mukas Eitz, Rabbi Meir's Firlay. Must be that he holds, like Rabbi Meir, who says that it's mutter to go ahead and become tummy by Mukas Eitz. How does Rav Yossi know that? So he learns it from Mi Lo Haisa Leish. He learns that from the pasuk that says that she wasn't to any man. Says Rashi, that's what Rabbi Meir darshan. The darsh lay Rabbi Meir mishav yosai de ish. Only that's going to mess it up and animal kaseitz. Ay v'ha fiktei. Rabbi Yossi already used this for something else. What was that something else that we just saw a moment ago? That's talking about when she was an arusa. Rabbi Yossi Rashi says lohotzi is arusa. So you can't tell me now it's coming to tell you that that it's a mukas eitz that's going to be okay. It says no chad mi lo haisa v'chad mi leish. And the pasuk says lo haisa leish. So he learns that from lo haisa that you're not allowed to go ahead and be with an arusa. You can't go to the arusa's funeral. V'chad, you can't get tamiter. V'chad mi leish. And the other one's learning out that he is allowed to become a tame from the case that says leish. And that's the only time when it's going to be a problem. When it's not an ish, then it's not going to be a problem. A love larabos habogeres. Okay, so when it says, everyone agrees with this idea that when it's a love is coming to include a bogeris. If she's 12, older than 12 and a half years old, a brother is allowed, it was a kohen, let him come tummy to her. V'ay, v'amr b'shimen besula. Besula shleima mashma. It says besula, which we seem to imply that it means a complete besula. And as she gets older, we know that it's no longer called a besula shleima because she starts to wear down a little bit. As a gemara, taima didei nami hasam mehacha. Again, that we learned earlier that according to Shimon, he learns out from Bisuleha that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry this Bogeris. But if the Torah would have just said Basula, you have to be a Basula, then he would have said, nope, you can't marry a Bulgaris. I've Amr Shimon Basula, Basula Shlema Mashma. So then we're saying that, no. What he said over there when it came to whether Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry her and why it would be that you're allowed to be with a Bulgaris, he learns it from here also. The Darish Hachi, Darish is the following idea. Mide a love, Larabas a Bulgaris. Since the word a love is coming to say, including a sister who died by a Bulgaris, Mechal de Basula, Basula Shlema Mashma. And not if she's a Bulgaris. So don't compare the idea of marrying a Bulgaris to that of becoming Tamei to a. To a Bulgaris, meaning to say that the word Bulgaris taka does mean complete and total. Bibsuleha comes to say that you're allowed to go ahead and bisuleha means comes to say that you're allowed to actually marry if she's a Bulgaris. But without that, then you wouldn't have thought that. But over here, since you wouldn't have thought that, also you think you can't become tummy to the woman who's a Bulgaris. That's why you have the pasuk something to say a love to teach you that you do become tummy to her. Tanya says a braisa. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, he says, Gioris, Pchusa Mibash Shlolo Shanem V'yom Echad, if a Gioris is less than 3 years and 1 day old, then Ksher L'Kuna. She's allowed to go ahead and she can marry Kuna. Cohen, Rashi says, Lo Mechaskinan La Kizona. We don't consider it like a Zona. She's been around and doing certain things. She's less than 3 years and a day. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, V'chol Hatov Bas Noshim Asher Lo Yadu Mishkav Zachar Hachayulachem. Right, it talks about when it talks about Midian, that any of the girls of Midian that are taken when we go and we capture them all, that the women that have not been involved with any men, then you could be with them. Right? What does that mean? That means to say that they're allowed to go and marry them. Pinchas was one of those people there, and Pinchas is a kohen. So I'm going to go ahead and marry them if, she's considered like a zoyna. Must be that we're talking about over here, that we're talking about that they were less than 3 years and a day. However, in the other end of Rabbi Shimon Chai, the Rabbanan, who argue about this and say the coin's not allowed to marry a Gioris, even if it was less than 3 years. So as the Gemara of Rabbanan, how they understand the fact that Pinchas over there and says you can take as a wife, means l'la vadim v'la shfachos. All it was saying is you could take them as avadim shvachos, not that you're allowed to go, and marry them. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai says you're allowed to. That also, this is taking us back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai, right? It says, Rashi, Yachi, if you're allowed to give Shonam Nami, litka share, Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, why are you giving an age limit of, you have to be that it was only less than 3 years and a day, even above that? As long as she wasn't Nivellis. It was only Makbet on if they had relations. Where'd you get 3 years? We have a bit of a contradiction of Psukim. Ksiv, it says one place, any woman who saw, who's with any other man, Mishkav Zachar, kill her. What if she didn't, then you keep her. Okay? Michlal says Rashi that to Rav Huna Rami Isha Mashmi Gedola V'Kamar Kra Yodas Harogu V'Sheni Yodas Hechiyu Michlal the Taf Lo Shnaachi Hechiyu Ksiv Chol Taf. So on the one hand we have the pasuk saying that what every woman that Yodas Isha knows a man Mishkav Zachar you kill her, and we know that it's talking about a woman means someone who knows what's going on. Ani Yodas Kaimu, if she doesn't know, then you can go and you can keep her. Michlal the Taf Ben Yodu Ben Shaloyu Du Kaimu, whether they knew what's going on with the relationship they didn't know, you still keep them alive. Another pasuk says, "V'chol ataf benashim asher lo yodu mishkav zachar hachiyu lechem." Another pasuk says, "All the kids that the women who had not known a relationship with the man, you can keep them alive." Which means to say, "Hayadi, if they did know, then harogi, you go and you kill them." So what's going on? Sounds like the relationship, if they had a relationship, but then a relationship also applies to the kids. Says Gemara, "Havi Omer beruya liba l'kasam mazdam." It must be that when the pasuk says that any woman who has been with any man, it's not talking about a relationship, but it means if she was ra'oi to have bia, and that we know that's talking about 3 years and a day. And when it says that didn't know any man for bia, that's talking about under that age. Tanin amihachi, we also back this up. V'chol isha yodas ish. Every woman that knew, any woman that knew a man, beruya liba l'kasam mazdaber, it's talking about someone who's ra'oi to have bia. Ata omer v'sev frak de gemara, ata omer beruya liba l'mamish. Are you talking about that it was ra'oi? Or it means no, if she actually had a relationship, then she's out. which means if it's an adult and she hadn't had a relationship, then she should be able to live. Kishu Omer v'chol ataf banoshem asher lo yodu mishkav zachar. But then when it says this pasuk, havi Omer b'ru'i libo l'kosav medaber, when it says, and all the children banoshem, all the kids of, among the women who did not know any relationship with the man, means the fact that it says kids, that any adult woman actually has to be killed even if she didn't have a relationship. Says Rashi, Ha'isha afa bishalo yada harogu. Have biru'uya libal kamishta ikra. Must be talking about that. Only ro'i labia and not ro'i labia. Mino yadi. How are they supposed to know who was what age? Like, what's going on if they're old enough or not old enough? Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Havirum lefnei tzitz. They brought in front of the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol used to wear the tzitz. They brought in front of it. Kol shepaneh marikos biadua shehi ru'uya libal. Anyone, her face, if it looked like this pale, greenish, like sickly type of way, then you knew that she was ru'uya libia. Libal. And kol she'ein paneh marikos biadua she'ein ru'uya libal. But if not, then you wouldn't be able to. Rashi says this was a nace. Amar Rav Nachman, simin la avera hidroken. Hidroken is a simin of avera. So if it was marikos, so that means to say that they were ro'oi labia, and therefore they had bia, and therefore it's an avera, and they're out. And if it wasn't marikos, they didn't look sick, they looked fine, then you could tell that she was ready to do it. And like we said, this hidroken is a type of sickness that causes a person to not look too great afterwards. Story time. We find v'yimtzu miyosha yavish gilad is a parsh in parshas in sefer shoftim that gilad arbamios naira besula shelo yada ish lemishkav zacha. They found that there were this place are 400 girls that were not with any man. Now how in the world did they know that? B'nayadi or v'kahana shiva ma pi chavis shel yain. What they did is they put them by the opening of a barrel of wine. Beula recha nodef. If she was a ba'ula, then the wine would go through her and it smelled very nice and beautiful. But basula, if she's a basula, ain recha nodef, it wouldn't go ahead and give that same type of smell. That's how they knew. But now, brinu lefnei tzitz, why did they just bring in front of the tzitz and see how to, and see what, if they, you know, if they had done the deed or not? As a gemara, Amar, of Kahana Beidu Abnasan, lirotzon lahem ksiv. By the tzitz is a lashon of l'ratzon. It was something which was a positive thing, a good thing to find favor in the front of Hashem. L'ratzon v'lo peranos. This means for ratzon and not for peranos, not for negative things. This whole story is after a battle and they're taking these women. It's not, that's not the way it's done. It says, Gori, Yachi b'minyanami should be the same thing by Midyan. Why, what's pshat that they use the tzitz with the cases to figure out which one should be killed and which one should not be killed? Amravashi lahem ksiv. Because it says, in the pasuk lahem l'ratzon v'lo l'peranos. When it says lahem, means for the tzitz is there, v'ovdekachavma fi l'peranos. But when it's only meaning for them, it's l'ratzon v'lo l'peranos. But when it comes to the gayim, then it's even for peranos, even for negativity. So when the whole story in Shoftim, it was for Shevet Binyamin. Therefore, it won't work because it's also l'peranos. But over here, by us, it was for the ovdekachavma is going to be bad. So, you know, they're killing them out and getting rid of all these people. Therefore, Peranis, it does work for non-Jews. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'rav Shimon bar Yochai. Halacha k'rav Shimon bar Yochai. That you can go ahead and you can marry. A kohen is not to marry a girl that converted when she was less than 3 and a day. Amar Rav Zera, Rav Yaakov bar Idi. Rav Yaakov bar Idi, is that really Beferish Mialech? Did you hear this Beferish? You said in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. You heard that straight out from Yeshua ben Levi? Or Mechlolish Mialech? Or did you get this from did you learn that from another principle? Rashi says, Mechlolish, Shamat Minei Milsei. He heard something he said, the Dayak to Minei, and you Medayak from it, this Sferlik Rav Shimon that he holds like that. My Klal, and what Klal are we talking about that you would have learned it out from? The Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. There was a city that was called Ar-Ar. The reason why it was called that is because they weren't sure. It was an Ar, it was back and forth, and there was debates about what was the deal with that city. Were they good or were they not good in terms of the fact that what happened was that there was a Kohen who married a woman who converted when she was less than 3. And they had Kohanim came from that city, and people were, you know, challenged that. And therefore, it's called Ar from Lashon of Challenge. Vishiga Rebbe, Ruminus Ubatka, Rebbe sent a Ruminus who checked it out to see what's going down over there. I says, Ruminus Gersinan, okay. And they found that there was this girl that was less than three in a day, and she, and this is the girl, went, she ended up marrying the coin. Vishira Rebbe Lakuna, he said, no, it's Machshir. Machshir to marry Cohen. Just for translation clarity purposes, he found found there that there was a bas giores of chusam mibashal shalom. There was a daughter, a girl there. He found a girl who was the daughter of a girl who converted less than three, and he marched to marry a Cohen. Meaning, says Rashi, he allowed her to stay married to a Cohen. She's married to a Cohen. Nicha tachas baila Cohen. There was no problem. So maybe that's where he learned that out from. I didn't hear Mefuras. Amalei says back to him, Beferish merely. I heard it straight up. So the Gemara is a side point. Vimi klolamai. And let's say Taka, he would have heard it out to a klal. He inferred it. Like, what's the problem with that? No, because if he hadn't heard it straight out, then Dilma Shiny Hassam, he would have said that case is different. Hold the insiv. Since this Kohen already married her, we would say he could stay married. Dahar Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Dami Tarvayu, Bulgaris, Umukas, Eitz, Loisa. Vim Nasa, Nasoi, right? So we say the same thing over here also. It wasn't allowed to be done, but once you're married, so you go, you can stay also, but you can't learn it out that this is something which is going to be mutter in the first place, then learn it out to say that that's the halacha. Says Gemara, what? Hachi Hashta? How are you comparing these two cases? Bishlama, someone said the case when the Kohen Gadol marries a Bulgarius because Sophilios Bulgarius Tachtov. Eventually, she's going to become a Bulgarius, even if they get married much earlier. And therefore, if they get married as a Bulgarius, they let it go. But Sophilios Ba'ula Tachtov also is going to be Ba'ula. So Hacha Sophilios Zona Tachtov. But over here, in this case, of a Kohen who marries a Gioris, if it wouldn't be allowed, what are you going to say? Is the wife of the Kohen, she's going to end up being a zona by him? It doesn't make any sense. Of course it's not going to become. Rest is bitumia. That's not going to happen. So there's no reason to think that, oh, maybe we couldn't learn that from the inference because we just let her stay married, because that wouldn't be the case over here. You can't compare these two cases over here. So whether you heard it straight up or it would have been a diuk, both of them would have been good. But Lamaisi had heard it straight up. Rav Safra Masnila Miklala. Rav Safra said, no, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi did not hear of Shub and Levi straight up, but he actually heard it from an inference. He inferred it from this whole story of the coin and the ger. The kashile, and then there was a kash on him because, oh, it couldn't work because maybe from an inference you wouldn't have said that because only once they're married, they're married. And he said, no, Mishani Lehachi, and they answered back exactly what we said, that you can't compare these two cases, and therefore you could have learned it from the inference, and therefore everything is good and dandy. And we're going to end off with seeing someone that argues with Yaakov Bar Idi, who says that the halacha is that you're allowed to marry a Kohen, a Kohen's not to marry a Gioris, lesson three. Hahu Kahana, the Insif Gioris, Pchusim Vashal, Shanav Yomechad. A guy did it. Amalei Rav Nachum Yitzchak, he says, my haim, what's going on here? How could you do this? Amalei says back, what do you mean? Amalei Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amalei Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, halacha Rav Yeshua Ben Yechai, halacha Rav Yeshua Ben Yechai, so I'm allowed to do this. Amalei says back to him, Zil Apik, you better go out and divorce her right now. Vilo, Mafikna Lach, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Meunach. If not, I'm going to remove Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. I'm going to remove him from your ear. It says Rashi, meaning Klober Mishamtina Lecha B'Tapik Al Karchach. I'm going to put you in Cheirem, and then you're going to be forced to be able to go ahead and to divorce her. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.